Libyan Air Force pilots continue defying orders to fire on civilians. Jordan has taken delivery of unmanned surveillance helicopters. And at last check, Discovery was still a go for this afternoon. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, February 24th, 2011. As citizens of Western nations continue attempting to flee Libya, the country's Benghazi airport reportedly has been destroyed in the violent uprising underway there. Reuters quotes Egyptian Foreign Minister Ahmed Aboul Gait as saying, quote, "It's not possible for EgyptAir flights or any other flights to land at that airport," unquote. Gait said his government was being required to get certification to land flights at airports in the western portion of Libya, such as Tripoli, and that the response of the Libyan government was unclear. The crew of a Libyan Air Force jet reportedly ejected from the fighter and allowed it to crash Wednesday, rather than following orders to fire on protesters in Benghazi, the second largest city in Libya. The Libyan newspaper Qirna cites an unidentified colonel in reporting Atiya Abdel Salam al-Abdali and his second-in-command, Ali Omar Gaddafi, bailed out of the Sukhoi 22 about 100 miles southwest of Benghazi. A local witness told the paper one of the pilots was from the tribe of Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. Under terms of a contract awarded in July of 2010, Scheibel has delivered two Camcopter S-100 unmanned air systems to the King Abdullah Design and Development Bureau of Jordan. The unmanned small helicopter will be primarily used for surveillance, intelligence, and reconnaissance missions. Scheibel will also provide in-country technical support, maintenance, and operator and maintainer training. As of our deadline, NASA was still confident the shuttle Discovery would launch on mission STS-133 this afternoon at 4:50 p.m. Eastern Time. As late as Tuesday, Commander Steve Lindsay and pilot Eric Bowe were practicing landing approaches at the shuttle landing facility in a Gulfstream II, modified to simulate a shuttle's cockpit, motion, and handling qualities. The rest of the crew conducted a review of orbiter ingress procedures. NASA's Mars Science Laboratory rover, Curiosity, will carry a next-generation onboard chemical element reader to measure the chemical ingredients in Martian rocks and soil. The instrument is one of 10 that will help the rover in its upcoming mission to determine past and present habitability of a specific area on the Red Planet. Launch is scheduled between November 25th and December 18th of this year, with a landing in August of 2012. The Alpha Particle X-ray Spectrometer instrument uses helium nuclei and X-rays to bombard a target, causing the target to give off its own characteristic alpha particles and X-ray radiation. This radiation is read by an X-ray detector inside the sensor head, which reveals which elements and how much of each are in the rock or soil. All NASA Mars rovers have carried a similar instrument, but the latest version is up to 3 times faster than those carried by the famously long-lived rovers Spirit and Opportunity. The hope is it will allow investigation of more samples. Up next on ANN, Piper Aircraft says billings and deliveries were surging as 2010 ended. A California FBO reports record fuel sales in January. And TSA adopts a 14-nation security roadmap on aviation. You're listening to Aero News.
Freedom through control. Cirrus has completely reinvented the personal aircraft and the entire experience of owning a personal aircraft. It's a bold new take on private aviation that we call Cirrus Flying 2.0. You set the schedule. You chart the course. You're in control.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for February 24th. I'm Paul Plack. Piper Aircraft is reporting some good news in its numbers for 2010. Piper says it significantly increased its new aircraft market share, billings, and deliveries, highlighted by performance in the pilot training sector. And for the first time in recent Piper history, international exports accounted for more than half of the company's volume by deliveries and dollars. For the year 2010, Piper delivered 160 new aircraft, up more than 75% from the 90 delivered in 2009. Billings exceeded $120 million, up nearly 38% from the $86 million in the previous year. With a combined turboprop and piston markets, market share for new aircraft deliveries grew from 10.5% in 2009 to 20.1% in 2010, measured in units. During the fourth quarter, Piper delivered 53 aircraft worth $42.6 million, up more than 150% from 2009's 21 aircraft and $18.8 million. Here's more evidence of an improving economy. FBO service provider Business Jet Center reported Monday that 2010 was its best year on record for fuel sales volume at its Oakland International Airport location in California, noting a 28.12% increase in the amount of gallons sold over 2009. In addition, since its first full year of operation in 2004, the Oakland facility reported January 2011 was the best month ever for fuel sales volume, up nearly 20% over January of 2010. According to David Mills, general manager of the Oakland facility, factors that contributed to the new records included a greater share of market, expanded hangar facilities, an increase in base customers, as well as an increase in transient traffic. He adds the center benefited from a military fueling contract that was awarded in April last year, which will add about 1.4 million gallons of fuel volume over the next 4 years. Administrator John Pistole of the U.S. Transportation Security Administration this week attended the International Civil Aviation Organization Regional Conference in New Delhi, India, where the 14 member states in attendance adopted the Security Roadmap on Aviation. The roadmap identifies the actions the member states will take to strengthen security screening procedures by ensuring that professionals are appropriately trained and equipped. Key elements include air cargo security and capacity building. DHS and TSA have entered into a number of bilateral and multilateral agreements with foreign security partners and have worked with the aviation industry to continue leveraging knowledge of foreign cargo screening practices to strengthen air cargo security and fulfill the 9/11 Act. Still ahead, the helicopter industry appears poised for a recovery. Bell Helicopter continues a deal to upgrade Marine Corps helicopters. And an early pioneer will be honored next month at HAI. You're listening to Aero News.
Piperjet.
Piper Match.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved. At facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, February 24th. I'm Paul Flack. Analyst Brian Foley sees the helicopter industry poised for recovery from its slump. Unlike the bizjet market in which Foley specializes, helicopters, he says, had resilient government and military sales to keep factories running through the dramatic downturn in the civilian market. In contrast, bizjet manufacturers saw payrolls and deliveries fall almost in half. Now the trend is reversing, with governments looking for opportunities to cut budgets and corporate profits rising worldwide. Foley says, quote, "This should spur recovery in the offshore oil and executive transportation segments, which are part of the civil industry's bread and butter," unquote. He adds, rapidly growing economies in China and India, combined with underdeveloped airport infrastructures and the likelihood of huge construction projects in those markets, are ripe for rotorcraft. A contract worth $3.8 million has been awarded to LaBarge, a provider of electronic manufacturing services, by Bell Helicopter, to continue to produce electronic assemblies for the H-1 upgrade program for helicopters used by the U.S. Marine Corps. In a process akin to the upgrading of the UH-1N to the UH-1Y, the Marines AH-1W attack helicopters are being rebuilt and redesigned into the AH-1Z, augmenting traditional reliability of the Huey series with improved performance, state-of-the-art dynamics, and avionics of the H-1 upgrade program. Production on this contract at LaBarge's facility in Huntsville, Arkansas, began in January and is expected to continue through June of 2013. The company has supported the H-1 upgrade program since 2004. And finally today, Commander Stuart Ross Graham, a founding member of Twirly Birds, will be the honored guest during the organization's annual meeting at the upcoming Hilly Expo 2011 in Orlando, Florida. Commander Graham, U.S. Coast Guard retired, first soloed in a helicopter in 1943 after 3.5 hours of training and helped form Twirly Birds in 1945. Graham is credited with countless aviation firsts and multiple helicopter records. He played a leading role in one of the world's first documented helicopter rescues in Gander, Newfoundland, helping save 18 airline crash victims in September of 1946, and the first night offshore helicopter hoist rescue over the Gulf of Mexico in 1955, helping establish the helicopter as a true multi-mission aircraft. Commander Graham received the Twirly Birds Les Morris Lifetime Achievement Award in 1990 and was inducted into the Coast Guard Aviation Hall of Fame in 1995. Hilly Expo 2011 is coming up March 5th through the 8th at the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, Florida. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, Dr. Brent Blue of ThroughTheFence.org updates us on attempts to include protections for residential through-the-fence agreements at airports receiving federal funding as part of FAA reauthorization bills. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.